Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, be sure to like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
When I say everyone is insecure, everybody is insecure. We were at a bar and a man wouldn't buy me a drink. So I was like, oh, that's fine. Because we were talking and he ordered drinks and didn't order me and my friend drinks. And I was like, this is rude. So I just said to the bartender, like, add two double vodka and sodas onto that. And he said no.
My nigga.
Not only did she feel entitled to a drink, she felt entitled for her friend to get a drink as well.
What's wrong with you?
And then she had the balls to just order the drink anyway. Should I blame her or should I blame all the simps that made this the norm for her whole life? I'm gonna go with both. And she looks cartoonish, but I bet she thinks she a baddie. I'm sure once she put all her fake up on, she looks somewhat impressive. But yeah, most of these chicks are mid. I wonder if they had to walk around all day with their real face, would they be as arrogant and entitled?
Oh, I think we both know the answer to that.
Okay then, I was like, that's fine. And then I turned around to my friend. And then he was trying to qualify himself, like, give me reasons. So he still wanted to speak to me, but then didn't want to, like, offer, be a gentleman and buy me and my friend drinks. So I was like, that's fine, like, that's okay, like, you don't need to. And then he was like, you know, because girls just want you for drinks, girls just want you for you what they can get. And I was like, that's fine, that's not my experience, like, and I'm not being funny, but if that was the case, I would not be targeting you.
It definitely was the case. Check this. When a woman is into a guy, she'll buy you a drink. Most guys aren't the top 20%, so this sounds outrageous to most guys, but look, when a woman into you, you don't gotta buy her a drink. You don't gotta do damn near anything. You can insult her to her face and she'll still go home with you. I'm not saying do that, but I'm just saying I've heard of stories where the guy's basically just being rude and she's still screwing. Women don't give all this attitude to the guys they're really into. So she definitely was just using them for, you know, what she could get and what her friend could get out of them. And I can tell this dude is still looking for validation. He was a G for denying them drinks, but then he messed up trying to go back and explain it. She would have respected you more if you just would have denied her drinks and then walked off and start talking to another chick.
The mindset I was in, like any man, like, they just automatically would take care of the women. Like, that's just because they're the men, like, they're gentlemen and the women, like, anyway.
It's a big, bad, scary, gold-digging whore!
I ain't saying she a gold-digger, but she ain't messing with no bro.
But I bet this is the same type of woman who would tell her boyfriend, I'm not cooking and cleaning up after you because I'm not your mother. See, they want men to live up to all the traditional values and they don't want to live up to any of them. Let me just sit here and exist and I deserve the world and I don't have to give you anything in return. Just my presence is enough. I'm glad this stupid bitch got somewhat of a wake-up call this night. And yes, she deserved that type of tone.
If you are ever going through a man's phone, screen record while you are going through his phone. Open up every app, Snapchat, scroll, go through the text messages, scroll, search your name, scroll, go through his screenshots.
Do you think this woman is ever going to be in a successful relationship?
Of course not. Of course not.
There's not very much about her as a human that's likable.
Look, ma'am, Long Stick Rick and Heartthrob Rob don't give a damn what you find in their phone. You were never their girlfriend to begin with. They never were going to take you serious to begin with. It doesn't matter. They don't care if you catch them. They don't even see it like that. It's just going to be the reason they block you. So I don't know what you're doing here, ma'am. I don't know what the point is.
Stop the screen recording. Send it to yourself through text. Because you can slow the video down after you send it to yourself. Delete the fact that you sent it to yourself. Delete the video off his phone. Don't forget the deleted album. Delete it out of there too. Now you have the dates. You have the usernames. You have the text message.
I'm telling a therapist this and they don't even know what to say to me.
So you putting all this time and effort in for nothing. It's not going to lead to anything. You need to put this same time and effort going to therapy. And always with the cross on their neck. God don't want nothing to do with this, and Jesus wants nothing to do with this nonsense. So please take that off your neck. Does any of this sound Christian-like? Or maybe some of you saying, yeah, it definitely does. Imagine if women put this type of effort and thought into something that would actually help the world. Cancer would have been cured by now.
Seen so much content on this app about how women's standards for men are raising so quickly because women don't feel like they need men anymore. Something I've been thinking about a lot recently is how, yes, a lot of this shift is economic. Like, women don't need a man to financially provide for them anymore.
Wrong!
That's actually false. Women think because they can make $50,000 a year, you know what, I'll even give them $60,000, that they don't need a man. That's not going to be enough to have a comfortable retirement, lady. But y'all don't think that far ahead. They think just because they can maintain the bills and have $20 left over, you know, at the end of the month. They doing their own thing, and they a strong, independent woman who don't need no man. And that actually proves that they do need a man. The fact that they think they don't need a man shows that they do need a man. Because men have done the math and know that they do need us. They're just showing that they don't think correctly. Look, Long John Ron doesn't care if chicks like this raise their standard. Because they usually don't raise the standard until they hit 30 and, you know, those guys don't want them anymore anyway. There'll always be another 21-year-old who hasn't raised their standards yet.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
You don't discover what you like until freaking Chad or Brad or freaking Justin does it. And you're like, ah, sh-. Or maybe Tracy, I don't know. But you're like, sh-. That's it. Can you? And then you're like, oh, cool. I like that. I didn't know I'd like it, but I did.
We can have a credit card. We can have a job. We can have our own apartment. But I actually think the bigger and the more interesting part of this shift is the ideological shift and the shift in our collective consciousness as women. Because I think about my mom's generation. I think about a lot of women that I grew up around. A lot of them on paper could have left their husbands. They had the financial resources, they had college degrees, they had PhDs. Some of them were more educated than their husbands. Some of them were making more money than their husbands. But they were still trapped in the ideology of, I need a man to survive. I need a man to be accepted socially and in my community.
Look, do you really think that all these women in the world are going to spend their lives alone in their nice apartment and be happy with that?
Not a chance.
Is that really what you believe? I don't think you really believe that. Human beings want a partner, regardless of how much money they make. And if the guy you married wasn't, chances are you don't qualify for better, or you would have married a guy better.
This motherfucker don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
In the heat of battle, he don't miss.
No.
In the heat of controversy, he don't miss.
It's only gonna get worse as you age. There's nothing grand waiting for you after you divorce your husband. You'll be lucky to get pumped and dumped by sevens. When you were in your 20s, you can get pumped and dumped by eights and nines. That's at best. That's best case scenario. 6 months of pump and dumps. And then you're just nothing again. You're not a wife. You're not a girlfriend. You're just another used up woman who aging. Ladies, if you're listening, don't divorce your husband. Cold world out there.
It's an evil world we live in.
And so leaving my husband or being alone is not an option. And I think the more important shift than actually the economic empowerment is the ideological empowerment. Is our generation now feeling that we don't need to subscribe to the old dogmas, the old ideologies, things that were put on us by religion, society, patriarchy, right?
Subvert the patriarchy.
Resisting people in patriarchy is basic bitch. Basic bitch. You know, were hot buzzwords, right? Because she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
It's very much in men's interest to make us think that we cannot leave them no matter what. And as the collective consciousness of women shifts, I think it's creating this really interesting feedback loop. It's like women realize that we literally can leave. Like, you can go down to the courthouse, file for a divorce, walk away, break up with that man, get your own apartment, move out. You can do all these things. You are not trapped in a relationship. As more women are feeling this, men feel the impact of this. This is the loneliness epidemic that we're talking about that is now hitting men.
I'm very tired of all of the lies.
So when men and women aren't together, the only ones that are lonely are the men, right? It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Okay, what about the broader implications? Okay, if all the women leave all the men, okay, then what? What kind of society do we have?
This bullshit has some broader implications.
These chicks are idiots, but they get on here and talk like they're philosophers and they're so educated with their business degree.
I think what started, it's finally starting to trickle down to, is men finally needing to, instead of gaslighting and trying to brainwash women into feeling that we have to stay with them, we have to be married, we have to have kids. That brainwashing is clearly not working anymore. So the final step in the feedback loop is men actually seeking support and seeking a way out of this patriarchal thinking that really hurts them as much as it's hurting women, right? Going to therapy, them seeking resources, them finding community among other men and starting to like talk about their feelings, talk about how do they grow and improve from an emotional standpoint.
I would bet my life on this. If we saw the insights of every relationship in America, it would be very clear that the woman is far worse in the relationship than the man is. If we recorded every relationship in America and got to watch it on reality TV, it would be clear that most women are horrible people to be in a long-term relationship with. But they always paint it like the guy's cheating and beating and doing all this. No, women are unbearable and intolerable on average in relationships.
Become better partners, better fathers, better members of a community. And starting to see this larger picture start playing out, like, yes, it's the very early days, but I do feel like it creates a lot of hope and optimism, at least for me.
And there's nothing women love more than to mask bullshit around logic. Whatever little logic she has.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.